Six cruise ships docked in Juneau at once can guzzle about 1 million gallons of water a day. That's 20% of Juneau's daily water usage in the summer. Cruise ships like to hook up two hoses when in port and buy as much water as they need. But the ships were limited to a total of 200,000 gallons a day this past summer due to unusually hot temperatures and an aging well system. Kirby Day is director of shore operations at Princess Cruises.
There were many days where four ships in port had to basically share one hose over the course of a day. So somebody would get the hose for a couple of hours in the morning, somebody did it a couple hours in the afternoon, a couple hours in the evening, which really cuts down the amount of water that we can purchase from the city.
Cruise ships can get water from other ports like Ketchikan, Skagway, Whittier, Seward, and Vancouver. But Day says ships prefer to buy water in Juneau because it's right in the middle of a voyage.
If it was the first call or the last call, it might not be as crucial to buy water, but you're basically about halfway through your itinerary. Plus, this is typically the longer of the port calls, so they'd like to be able to take as much water as we could without, obviously, you know, creating a detriment to the city.
David Crabtree is Juneau's water utility superintendent.
We limited their use a bit, but in previous years, you know, we let them take as much as they could take, and it really put the hurt on our system.
Juneau's water supply comes from five wells in Last Chance Basin, as well as from Salmon Creek Reservoir. On average, the utility distributes 3.5 million gallons of water a day. In the summer, that number can spike to 5 million gallons. This recent summer saw those peaks, even with the ships taking a lot less. Crabtree says Juneau's water needs come first. The cruise industry's is a close second.
It was balancing the struggle between keeping our reservoirs full and keeping the town adequately supplied versus having the ability to sell water.
Crabtree says the wells at Last Chance Basin aren't keeping up with demand. Production rates have declined, so the utility keeps the wells running for up to 23 hours a day.
Just because you design a water system that has the capacity of doing 5 million gallons a day doesn't mean that you do 5 million gallons a day every day, and that hurts your wells. They need to be able to relax.
Some of the wells are 42 years old. Juneau's engineering director, Rory Watt, says the best thing would be to replace one or two of them.
Our wells essentially are reaching the end of their useful life, and so the most rational thing to do is just drill a new well 20 or 30 feet away in the same part of the aquifer.
This could cost as much as $3 million. Juneau has requested a state grant to upgrade Last Chance Basin, but Watt says it'll be at least another couple of years before the cruise ship industry can take as much water as they want. Princess Cruises' Kirby Day says even though limits are difficult, the industry will be patient.
That's part of the business, I guess. We come to Juneau for a lot of reasons, and it's not just to come here to take water. And so we understand if the city's having an issue with their system, and if we shouldn't take water or have to limit the amount we take so that they can get their water system back online, we're happy to work with them.
With limits in place this past summer, Juneau sold about 25 million gallons to cruise ships, translating into about $78,000 to the city. Over the past 10 years, cruise ships consumed the most water in 2006, almost 98 million gallons, bringing the city roughly $273,000. On average, cruise ships consume about 61 million gallons of Juneau's water per year, about 11% of the city's total summer production. Juneau could begin work on the wells as soon as this summer if funding is secured. At a recent Public Works meeting, the committee approved appropriating $300,000 toward project planning. Half would come from utility reserves and the other half from marine passenger fees. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.